Sharon, when soul music gets you up each and every day, full of life, was there a point where that changed for you during your horrible year, your diagnosis, your treatment?
Oh, yeah. While I was sick these last few months, there was no music. I couldn't listen to music. I didn't even listen to my own songs, the record. Everybody like, what? You didn't listen to me? I'm like, no. It's like, music is my joy. It's my happiness. And so while I was singing and I'm going through all these pain and all this here, thinking, literally thinking I'm going to die, literally thinking that I wouldn't be here to perform this album live, you know. People would be buying it, but I didn't think that I was going to live long enough to perform it. It changed a lot to me, and they were like, wow, you didn't listen to music? I know your music. And then when I hear someone say, your music took me through cancer. When I was down and out and going through this, I listened to your songs. I'm so grateful that it's good for you. I said, but me is different. I mean, I'm doing that music. That's my joy. And when I'm sick and I couldn't hit those notes, and then, you know, my diaphragm, they cut me across there. It was pitiful.
So when the music can't take you away, what do you do?
I pray. But when that was the only time. All of my life, the last 18 years or so, music been taking me away. I mean, that's my peace. You know, that's my joy, my comfort. It's the music. And so when I couldn't enjoy that, it's like, wow. So this is the first time. That was my first time ever experiencing that.
So how are you feeling about getting back on the boards?
Oh, I'm ready. I mean, I'm not ready already, but that's why I made that effort and decided to come back out here soon and let the guys know, yeah, I'm ready. I talked with the doctor. Do you think I can do it? You know, how long do I need after this chemo gets out of my body before I get back on the road? And when that doctor tells me it's up to you, it's up to the individual, then I do what I have to do.
What is it about soul music that no other style can capture?
Soul music is, you feel it, and it comes from the heart. And you tell them a story. It got to be a sad story. It got to be, oh, Lord, I lost my girl. And, you know, and it got to be all like that. But just, you're singing something that comes from your heart, and you're telling a great story. And people hear your story and love what the story you're telling.
Well, you have spoken recently about the American music industry's attitude towards soul music. Do you think what's essentially an American music is better respected and understood overseas?
It's hard to say with America, because to me, it's not even about the music. It's just about, I think what they're selling these major labels today, they're not selling music, they're selling sex. They're selling a young person. If you're not young and beautiful and slim and trim, you ain't got it, or you shouldn't be out there, or you're not noticeable, you know. And you look at the young kids now, and they're making, there's so much money being thrown around until they're making this money, and they're disrespecting their fans. They're disrespecting, to me, how you dare you disrespect your fans when they're the ones that make you, you know. And how do you get out there and you do things, and they let them talk about drugs and women and what they can do and how many cars they got, and, you know, and it's just crazy to me. And that's what's selling. And it's selling even more. I mean, you look at, I love Beyonce. I love what she do. But when she came out this new video, these forcing things on her, you know, everything you look at, it's like sex. It's like she's humping this and humping that and talking about her man going home and licking her cherry or some kind of, you know. I mean, it's that thing. I'm not against that, but, you know, hey, I mean, when you're beautiful like that and you got the talent, I don't think you need to go there.
Let's talk about the new album. As far as your work goes with the Dap Kings, to me, it sounds like business as usual, and really what the Dap Kings and yourself are about when you make record to record, it's just all about the people in the room and what they can bring to the room each time they get together.
Mm-hmm, that's what they do. And different ones, different musicians, they get together and they come up with stuff. Like, that one to write this. And even with me, when I sit and watch those musicians together, all I do is sing. They put the music together, and then when I see the music they got and they have the lyrics, then that's what I have to sing it. That's why no one in the Dap Kings and in the band, I tell them, don't come in here trying to tell me how to sing this, because you cannot tell me how to sing soul music. You could play that music. Now let me interpret what I hear. Because what's going to come out of me is going to be soulful. It's got to stay true.
And there's a lot of words about love, good and bad, on this album. What's your relationship to love these days?
The only thing, my relationship to love is the love of myself, loving God. Thank God that He got me through this sickness and through this cancer. There is no love in my life. I let go of that a few years ago because it was just, how can I hold on to a love and a relationship when I'm on the road, when I'm out there, I'm traveling? And then when you're with someone and they're not being true to you, they're not waiting for you to come home and be sincere, you know, they're just like, wow, you're into you for what you're making, for who you are, instead of loving you truly from the heart. And that was my thing. I have to admit, you know, all the men that I came along in my life, they were just there for the ride, you know, just there because I've always been a strong woman, always been working, always have had. And it seemed like everyone that I got involved with was just there to take what I had and not to give back. And that's all I asked for. It didn't have to be rich, they didn't have to be that, but you had to give something, you know. And even if I just came home, just listen to me talk about my music on the road, you know. Not to have to come home and worry about who you're messing around with and what you've been doing while I was gone, or you asking me who you've been with. I know what I'm doing, you know. So it just, right now, it's really, and it's really, I don't feel sad because I had someone in my life, but I had to let them go in order for me to get to this next level in my music.
Baby, please don't go. I took for granted that your love was strong.